Hi there, this is Tito W. James speaking for ComicCon.com, and today I'm with a local artist,
Deft Beck.
Can you tell me a little bit about your artwork and creativity and what sort of brought you here today?
I'm a writer-producer from southern New Hampshire, and my main comic that I make is called The Beckoning. I'm the main writer on it, and my artist is in Toronto, Canada. It's a story, it's like a twisted robot Wizard of Oz story about three robots on a perilous journey to recover their lost memories. It's a story about memory, identity, and holding out the hope in a desolate world. But despite the darkness of the artwork, it's all about sort of trying to find that spark of hope to keep you going forward in a world that might seem lost. And the reason it brings me to Boston Fan Expo is because I love connecting with people who may have, some people may have heard of me, some people may not have heard of me. I love being able to go and pitch my work to the world, the thing that I've been working on for almost 10 years, and a lot of the other projects I work on as well. And not only like uplift myself, but also uplift the people around me too.
That's really wonderful. Ken, so you've been working on this sort of project or world for about 10 years. What sort of kept you, returning to sort of this world and characters or themes?
In a lot of ways, it's my ongoing collaboration with Jacob and the way that we sort of bounce ideas off of each other. He has a very, very dark, gritty aesthetic, and I tend to write stories with a lot of, like, messages of hope and connection and having sympathy for people who may not always deserve sympathy. And that sort of contrast, I think, keeps the project kind of feeling fresh to me.
Very, very cool. I'm kind of asking this from a lot of creators. Where are people discovering artists?
I would say, like, obviously you have, like, social media and things like that. You have, a lot of these platforms are in flux. Like, you may have an account on one side and maybe not have an account on the other side. You may have to make a new account because something might have happened. But ultimately, the way discoverability has been tough for me because the sort of work that I do is always a little more niche maybe than, like when you think of comics, you think of, like, superhero stuff, you think of, like, anime stuff. Mine's a little more on like the alternative, sort of gritty side in a lot of ways, but if I knew the perfect answer to this, I would have a million fans, you know? Ultimately, you have to connect with the people who make an organic connection with you and aren't finding it just because you play the algorithm best.
I think that's very, very wise words. I don't know, do you have any maybe closing thoughts or bits of advice that you'd give to somebody starting their artistic career?
I'd say, don't chase trends. Be true to what you feel and what you want to express to the world. Know what you want to say, but also don't feel like you have to be stuck in a narrow lane. If you feel that what you're doing isn't working out for you, then try a different direction. Collaboration is also really key. There's a lot of like writer-artist people out there who like everything kind of sprouts forth from their mind and they know exactly what to do. But I don't know, my sort of work, because I don't draw, I have to find people to sort of help realize my vision. And there's always inherently a little bit of compromise, but you also, I like to look on the positive construction side. You never know what might come out of their head. And the melange of those sorts of ideas is how you really make something that's unique that may not have been possible if you were just working on your own.
Very, very cool. Well, this has been ComicCon.com at Fan Expo Boston.